Well, the world around the bottom of the lake changed. The landscape certainly did over the weekend with the Lake Maumora power station stacks coming to the ground. There is, however, some artwork that is inside one of the buildings there. Cast your mind back to 1966. An architect and artist, Gino Volpardo, he put together a mural. And there is a bit of a movement to try and see if that artwork can be saved. From the Maumora Reunion Committee, we've got both Bob Porter and Rod Caldwell on the line. Good morning, gentlemen. Why is the mural so significant?
Well, Mark, it was conceived back in the mid-60s, and it depicts, in a stylized form, the power generation process from coal coming out of the coal mine through the power station system to the transmission distribution system and out to the community. So it's symbolic of the power generation industry, of which Maumora was a vital part. And not only that, its location in the foyer of the power station meant that everyone that was employed at Maumora over the years, when they were coming to work or departing in the afternoon, if they walked past that mural, it was something which attracts a great deal of sentiment and nostalgia in terms of the role of Maumora over the years.
Yes, I guess for anybody that had anything to do with that power plant at all, they will know the mural and they will know it well. How have the discussions been going so far to get this piece of artwork preserved, and what do we think the future might land for it?
Well, we've been discussing the possibility of saving it with the current owners, called Generator Property Management, and that's a company set up under government by the Treasury, and they are the people looking after the demolishers. So we're talking both with the owners and with the demolishers about ways and means of saving this great relic. And, of course, we've been pointing out the significance of it to them. And one of the main points of significance I see, Mark, is that it's quite unique. There's nothing like it else in any of our stations or any of the other power stations I've seen overseas. And I suppose they each have their unique kind of features, but it represents to me when the Electricity Commission was formed in about 1952 or 50, the Maumora was built in 1965, and so it represented to that organization a great strength. They were very successful, they had a great workforce, represented by the people we see at Maumora who are on our reunion list, and everybody was very proud about the achievements of the organisation and how well the generation system was performing. And so it represents a high point in our industry and something that should not surely be lost and just bulldozed under the ground.
It is something, Bob and Rob, that we see so often, that parts of our history just seem to be bulldozed and forgotten about. But we really hope this can be preserved. Now, if I could just crystal ball, if I could just throw a magic wand at you, if you could put this anywhere at all, where would you like it in a perfect world? Where would you like it set up so that we all can see it?
It's a two-stage process. We've got to figure out a means of extracting it from its current location, because it's the intent of the government, so we understand, to raise that site. So it has to be recovered, and technically that's a challenge, and temporarily stored. After that, we're looking at options. Koala Park is now a community facility in the Maumora Power Station precinct that is administered by Central Coast Council, and we've made initial overtures to council about the possibility of a museum or a similar recognition in Koala Park, and the mural could be a central feature of such a structure. We're also liaising with the current owners of the former Wanji Power Station site, which is heritage listed, and the owners are looking for redevelopment options for Wanji Power Station, and we think they would be receptive to a proposal to to feature the mural in any redevelopment project there. So the jury's still out in terms of a destination in a definitive sense, but we're looking at a number of options. The one that's on the agenda is to approach Newcastle University, who had a very strong affinity with Pacific Power over the years, and to see whether it can be incorporated into any of their engineering facilities as a permanent recognition of Mamnora Power Station.
Well, it seems like there are some options on the table, and hopefully one of those will come through for you. Bob Porter and Rob Cordwell from the Mamnora Reunion Committee, thank you for your time this morning. At least it will not go completely to waste.